Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining us. Your badness at your service here. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what that makes you. That makes you a highly intelligent individual. And you're about to get smarter because Skip Miller is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Skip is one of our top salesmanship experts and sales management experts. He's the author of so many books on selling and sales management that I can't carry all of them in here without hurting myself. But I've got a couple of them, Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management, are two of his. And more importantly, though, folks, he's our good friend. Skip, welcome back to the show.
Very good to be here. I feel like I should introduce myself as Super Badness or something.
That's right. That's exactly right. You're the sales badness is what you are.
Okay, there's the title for you.
Okay, Skip, we have been talking about finding the right customer today. We've already had someone on the show who says, you know, you don't need to go after everybody. You need to make sure you get the right customer. There are wrong customers out there, and there are right customers. The wrong customers are the ones who won't let you make a profit, who steal your time and your resources, and basically just suck the life out of your business. And then there are the right customers. So we found those right customers, and now we need to close them. Or we need help finding them. How would we add what you know how to do to that topic?
I was talking to a VP of sales just yesterday who said, I've got 7 salespeople, and we've identified 15,000 prospects.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, so that's like 40 letters a person times 4 years. The rifle and shotgun approach is correct. You've got to, once you've targeted and rifled, and now you've got the 15,000 down to a targeted 1,000 or targeted 500 or targeted, 50 per salesperson for the next month or so. That's the stroke. One of the strokes that I see most companies missing is they're going after this huge ocean when, just focusing and concentrating on that targeted group is effective. You've got the first approach down correctly.
If the guy had told me that, I would have said, look, why don't we just go ahead, let me padlock the door, send all your people home, close up right now, and it'll save you a lot of headache and money. Because if you try to go after 15,000 people, you're through.
But it's a risk thing, right? I feel like I've got 15,000 prospects, so there's a reason to stay in business. If we contact 15,000, it's a numbers game. I'll get 1,500 that like me, that gives me 150 that will say yes. And, let's focus on the actual prospecting itself. You've got your target market. You've got your salesperson or two or three. The small businessman owner has got a sales force. What should he do? What should the salespeople do? Let's take it one step at a time. First, what they want to do is change their environment. Everybody's told me about time management and how they want to manage their time better. We have found, Jim, that when you take a salesperson out of their desk, out of their where they're comfortable, because when they get to the desk, first thing in the morning, they get to their office, they check their voicemail, they check their email, they look at the clock, they go, it's 10:30, too late to do anything now.
And what don't we forget the coffee break.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's too close to lunch, so I'll start prospecting after lunch.
Yeah.
And what they need to do is, 2-3 times a week, send them out to Starbucks, open up a conference room, have them physically move to a different environment, because that will allow a pure focus on what they need to do. Make some contacts, via email, voicemail. Change the environment. It's almost like, I love these people with home gyms. It's great, but they never use them. When I get in my car and physically go to the gym to work out, I'm there to work out, and I work out. Mm-hmm. Why don't we use the same technology with salespeople to say, okay, you want some time management for 1 hour a day. We're going to go into this conference room. We're going to go down to Starbucks. We're going to go somewhere. And while we're there, we're focused. That is an unbelievable first step in getting the salespeople off the dime to prospect and focus on what they need to do rather than come up with excuses or customer service-oriented things that they've got to get off their plate.
Why is prospecting so hard? Why do we have to go through all these unnatural acts to get prospecting done?
That's the sales question, Jim. Every salesperson every morning wakes up with the question. And the question every salesperson wakes up with is, okay, it's Wednesday morning. Should I poke myself in the eye today or prospect?
Exactly. I love it when you tell us that story. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to try to get your finger out of your eye and get it onto a pen so you can start writing some of these prospects down or dialing some numbers. 22, we'll be right back with the Skipmeister right after these messages. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with Skip Miller. Skip is the author of Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management. And what's the name of the other book?
Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting.
Exactly. Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting that you wrote with our late good friend.
Ron Zimke,
exactly. And we still miss Ron around here. That's an outstanding book. And you got a new one coming out?
Yeah, it's called The Ultimate Toolbox, The Ultimate Sales Toolbox, and that'll come out this fall.
When's it going to be out?
Probably September, October.
Yeah, all right. We expect you to launch it on this show, by the way.
As I do all the books there, Jim.
Now, you're there in San Francisco, the San Francisco area, aren't you?
Yeah, San Jose, right.
You know what today is, don't you? Today is the 100th anniversary of the earthquake.
It's been in the papers, you're right.
Yeah, the 4,000 people died. And 10,000 acres was destroyed in San Francisco 100 years ago today.
And I live up in the hills in San Jose, and I'm about a mile from the San Andreas Fault.
Congratulations. Well, be very careful. Be still out there. Don't shake things up.
I'll be careful driving out to work today.
We're talking about prospecting, folks. Skip was just telling us that salespeople wake up on Monday morning with the big question: Do I stick my finger in my eye, or do I prospect? I have two things that I think causes people not to do a good job of prospecting. There are probably others, but these are two that I think of quickly. Skip, I'd like your thoughts on them. Number one is I think they don't know how to differentiate between a suspect and a prospect. A suspect is everybody. A prospect are people who actually have an opportunity to do business with you.
Yeah.
And the other one I think they do is that I think they don't know how to manage prospects that they've identified. They don't know how to boil them down, as you kind of alluded to in the previous segment. They don't know how to take 100 and make them into 10 and make 10 into 3. What do you think?
You're exactly right. I mean, the whole idea of prospecting is fearful to salespeople because of that fear of rejection, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear the word no. They want to get rejected. You know, the person's going to slam. Everyone's got this vision of such a negative thing. But it's really great to see salespeople when they've got a prospect on the line, had a good sales call. Oh, they're on cloud 6. They've got a good one and stuff. So the big thing that, you know, small business owners, people should do for their sales team is not worry about, as you said, you know, the big shotgun prospecting, but the goal, let's say the goal for this week is to take our prospects and take the cold ones and move them to warm, because cold calling doesn't work. I mean, dialing for dollars, the whole
thing,
it's not effective.
Even when I was a young pup many, many years ago, you could do it, but it was hard. Now it's not just hard, it's almost impossible.
What's effective is moving a cold call to warm. And a great example is references.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with going to your salesperson and saying, you know, Debbie, by Friday, I'd like 5 references. People that have already done business with us, people that are, you know, really like us, ask them, hey, do you really like what we've done for you in the last year? Things are going well. Do you know somebody like similar to what you do that you could give a reference for?
So you're saying don't prospect with a phone book, prospect with your customer list.
I was at a speech the other day in front of 500 people. I said back to, I said, okay, in the last 60 days, can I see a show of hands of people in the last 60 days who've asked from a reference from your clients? Two people raised their hands.
Yeah.
I called it two liars. I mean, people want to help. Jim, if I called you and said, I need a reference for something, people really, if you've done me well, if you've done good by me, I'd be happy to give you a reference. I want to help you.
And but let me tell you one other thing that's going to sweeten that little pot, Skip. People want to help your small business even more.
Yes.
Even more.
Oh, it's what I'd rather help the giant Goliath or help you, the underdog.
There's a thing out there. You know, you've heard of the Stockholm syndrome, where somebody's abducted and they take on the cause of their abductors. Well, I think there's something like that for small business. I think that the customers, when they find a cool small business that they really like, I think that they sort of they like to think that they help them be successful.
They join their board of advisors for free. They join their board of directors. They do things for a small business. Why not, as a small business owner, turn to your sales force today? It's Tuesday, and say between now and the end of the week, get me five people who've given you a reference. Because then a salesperson's got a reference. When I call that person, I'm going to say, "Hi, Mr. Smith. You know, Mr. John Doe told me to call you," and now Mr. Smith has to take the call, or it's an affront to his friend.
Right. Well, and the thing about it is, see, folks, and if you think about this, this is not as bad as sticking your finger in your eye.
It's like sticking your finger in somebody else's eye.
That's right, or in your ear maybe or something. But this makes a lot of sense.
The first thing to do is change your environment. Get a more focused, out of that reactive office, you know, where your phone and computer is. The second thing to do is go from cold to warm. And one of the best ways to do it is goal your salespeople on not number of calls made, shotgun, but number of references that they were able to get this week, rifle. It's a great
strategy. And I'll tell you another reason why that's a good idea, Skip, because in today's world, it's hard to prospect from nothing because people have so many options. I mean, there was a time when people needed a salesperson to call on them so they knew what they needed to buy.
It's not that case anymore. You've got to get through the noise.
Nobody is sitting around saying, "Oh, please, somebody drop by and tell me what I need." That ain't happening anymore.
Hey, if the phone rings and it's the salesperson, put them through.
That's exactly right. Stand by. Here we go.
There's one more step. We'll talk about it after the break.
Quick break. We got one more to come right after these messages. Skip Miller is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with William Skip Miller. We know him as the Skipmeister around here, and he's the author of Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management, and Knock Your Socks Off Selling that he and Ron Zimke wrote together. Those are available wherever books are sold and on your website, right, Skip?
Yeah, M3 Learning.
And if folks want to learn more about how you help companies learn how to do a better job of prospecting and selling and closing, they can find that at your website, can't they?
Yeah, we have public school seminars and on-site stuff, so yeah, we do all that.
You're doing website stuff too, aren't you? Yeah, I saw that.
Yep.
We've
got some really good customers there, really doing. You know, I was talking to the VP of sales of another company the other day. I said, why is it that the Internet's been around for 10 years and all salespeople use the Internet for is basically to send emails and maybe pass a few PDFs.
Right.
There's so much more that electronic media can do for salespeople and prospecting and the whole bit.
Research on the companies you're calling on.
That are tons of things. You bet. Live. I bought myself one of those little Logitech video cameras. You know, $50. It's great. Most people have them. You can tap on and have a live conversation with somebody over your screen.
Using IM?
Oh, yeah. But the visual ads 10-20% more effective, without a doubt.
No question about it. And how about this? How about if you show up one day with your customer to your customer's office with one in your hand and say, "Hey, I'm going to hook you up here where it'll cost you nothing." Because you got some customers who aren't set up for that.
Oh, the greatest thing is this one company does it because they have the bank of experts back at the factory.
Right.
So they go into the prospect's office. They go, "Let's go talk to the experts." They get on WebEx or some web-based stuff, which allows video. So they come up with the 3 or 4 or 5 point PowerPoint presentation, and in the corner they're talking to the expert back in the factory who's adding value right there on the sales call. It costs $50 for the camera.
You can't run a customer like that off.
Oh.
Once you do that, for a customer, you can't run them off.
Let's see. We're gonna spend $4,000 and fly them to somewhere for 2 days of a meeting. Or we can hook them up here and have a conversation. And because it's over the computer, people think it's cooler.
That's exactly right. All right, we got that third thing now we got to talk about.
First thing was change the environment. That's going to really allow us.
This is for prospecting, folks.
Yep. Second thing is to make sure that we go from cold to warm, and references are great. The third thing, Jim, is obviously in the messaging. I can't tell you how many salespeople have left me prospecting messages that say, "Hi, I'm Skip Miller with the ABC Company. What we do is," and then 2 minutes of drivel, which would be all about them. It's not about them. The best thing we can tell salespeople when they either email or voicemail or get somebody live is to introduce themselves. "Hi, I'm Skip Miller with M3 Learning. I'm Jim Blassingame with the Small Business Advocate. The purpose," big word here, "the purpose of my call is we've been talking to people like yourself, and questions we're hearing from them are, how can I," that's where you want to go. Intro, real quick about you, "the purpose of my call." See, when you say the word purpose, that gets people's attention. Now they're getting to the meat. I don't have to listen to 3 minutes of drivel. "Hi, I'm Skip Miller with M3 Learning. The purpose of my call is I've been talking to people like yourself. And we're hearing questions like, is there a way that I can get my salespeople more productive in the prospecting methodology? How can I get more leads in the funnel that my salespeople can really work on?" If these are questions you're asking yourself, call me back. And now, because of my message is all about the prospect, the tendency to have them call back is 2 to 3 times more powerful than, "Hi, I'm Skip Miller with M3 Learning. What we do is sales and sales management training."
Would you do that? Would you send them that in an email instead of making a voicemail?
Either one.
Which do you think is best?
Live is always better.
The voice is better?
Live is always better.
But don't you really need to keep the voicemail real short?
Yes.
Maybe 30 seconds max?
So the email, too. Now, email is pretty cool because you could attach a picture.
Right.
And
my photo always closes the deal, Skip, I'll tell you. I mean, people, especially if it's autographed, they can't get enough of it.
So more people send your photo on prospecting letters.
That's right.
Pictures of logos.
It's also available in the post office as well, ladies and gentlemen. Skip, give us your website one more time, please.
M3Learning.com.
And, folks, it's a good one. Anything that Skipper has to say or to do or to offer, you want to check it out. Proactive Selling. Proactive Sales Management, 2 different books. The third one is Knock Your Socks Off Selling. Whatever Skip does is top shelf. Skip, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Pleasure, Jim.
We'll do it again real soon.
All right, sounds great. See
Skip
you.
Miller, ladies and gentlemen, William Skip Miller. And the books are available wherever books are sold and on their website, m3learning.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.